this is not a game that the Saints are going to win. I feel pretty confident about that. So I'm glad we're all on the same page there. Spoiler alert, everybody. We're all on the Rams here. Throw it all on the Jets and lose it all again, but that's what we're all on here. We're on the Jets. You're getting plus six. I know they're on the road, but in this divisional matchup, let's make it a round of the Bengals, boys.
That's why he's the GOAT!
Better start listening to the Better and Green podcast.
Welcome into Intentional Lounge. We are back to break down the Thursday night game between the Commanders and the Eagles. First off, though, we are here to break down Thursday night game, but we're also here to celebrate a little bit because it is our boy Ethan's birthday today. He's entering his dirty 30s. So, Ethan, I'm going to crack one open for you, buddy. Here you go.
Love it.
Don't have a beer, thanks, but I got nice mango margarita, man. What are you looking forward to this next year?
Winning more bets than I did when I was 29. Shouldn't be hard. I'm already 1-0. So. Little AHL hockey winner to start off my 30s. So maybe I'll just stick to, not semi-pro, but lesser league sports and have a more profitable year than what I did in my last one.
You need to get back to that Russian table tennis or whatever you had in the COVID era.
I'm not going to wish back COVID, but yes.
Well, happy birthday, Ethan. Guys, let's get some happy birthday ease in the comments for this guy. Hopping on, sharing some insight for this upcoming game. Guys, let's talk about it. The Commanders heading to Philly to face the Eagles. Eagles are 3.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 48.5. Ethan, let's start with you, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not only just going to give insight on this game, I'm going to give one of my big three picks for the week on Thursday Night Football here. So I feel like I've done this a few times where I've had a big three pick in Thursday night and I don't let them know it until the Sunday episode. It's too late. So Washington plus 3.5 is one of my favorite plays of the week here. And really, it's just, I mentioned it last week. I have a big play on Philly to win that division. Washington was my fear, and I feel that Philly is just not safe in that division lead. I really do feel like Washington is going to end up taking over and ultimately winning that division. I also think now is the week where I'm going to put a little hedge in and get Washington. I think you can get them at like plus 150 to win the division. I think it's a really nice bet. But simply here, Washington is off that loss against Pittsburgh. And Philly had the big win against Dallas. I think a lot of us liked Dallas last week. I was on Dallas, absolutely blew them out on the road. And now they have the Rams on Sunday Night Football here. So a little bit of a look ahead. I think Philly's feeling pretty good. Dallas has been their main challenger in that division for the last few years. Obviously, Washington is now going to be the challenger. But, I don't know. I just think Washington has played Philly close. They should have beat Philly both games last year. I know they lost one in overtime or maybe on a last-second field goal. And the second game was super close as well. Again, they should have won but didn't. Washington off the loss, like I said, I just see them overtaking Philly for that division. I wouldn't be shocked if Washington wins outright, but I do think it's more of a pick 'em game. You don't love the rookie quarterback traveling, short week, Thursday night football. But I don't know. Something just tells me Washington here. Yeah, I like Washington plus the 3.5. To be completely honest, my favorite bet is probably to get involved right now on Washington to win that division plus 150. For the graphic and for my big three, I'll take the Commies plus 3.5.
Yeah, there's a couple games like this. You know, Washington coming off a loss. Does a line get over-adjusted because of that? This is our first example of that. It's hard for me to back Philly with their clown coach, Nick Sirianni. That's a clown horn. but I'm going to have to back Philly, and it's pretty simple. I do think Philly has some fraudulent tendencies. Well, Washington has yet to beat a team over 500 this year. They have not beat a team with a winning record. I can quickly go through their wins. They beat the Giants twice. They beat the Bengals, who, you know, that's probably a good win. The Bengals are much better than their record, which is crap. They beat the Cardinals, which I think are just below 500. They beat the Browns. They beat the Panthers. They beat the Bears. And then, you know, lost the Steelers and the Ravens. I think that's it. And the Bucks. So they just, you know, they're kind of escaping, kind of similar to what the Chargers are doing. They're doing it in much more high public fashion. You know, people are seeing the commies. People are seeing Jaden Daniels put up big numbers. Scary Terry's finally alive again, scoring touchdowns for the first time. And people are noticing that, but they just, they haven't beat anyone good. So I'm going to have to back Philly. I think Philly is a good team. I don't know if I believe how far they're going to go in the postseason, but I do think they are a solid team. So simply going to take Philly because I think they're less smoke and mirrors than Washington. Still a little smoke and mirrors, but less than Washington is. So I'll take Philly at home in a game that I know they know means quite a bit. So I think they get up for this one, and I'll take them on the cover here.
I'll be the tiebreaker here, guys. I got last week's the Eagles and Cowboys game right. If you remember, if you go back, I said Nick Sirianni's going to be walking down after beating Cooper Rush, blowing him out with the send help sign. Cut the throats. He did it. I saw him. It was just a quick clip, but he did do it. I predicted that correctly.
I think you predicted the headstand Selly as well.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I believe that's how it started, isn't it? Last week's episode, the little clip to drag you in. Headstand Selly, man, that dude was going crazy after beating up on a team that Ezekiel Elliott, his hairline starts behind his ears. This team, man, I can't with Philly. You know, Ethan turned 30. That Denver defense, they turned 70. I can't with Denver. Philly's just so fraudulent. There's nothing. There's been very few moments that I've been like, okay, they can like actually do decent this year, outside of game one in Brazil when they beat the Packers. So I'm going to be on Washington here, kind of like Ethan said. I just think that this is a game they just lost, so they're going to come back. I think this is a get right game for them. Don't love either of these teams. Don't think they go far in the playoffs. But here, if I can get Washington over, I get the hook with the field goal, I'm taking that side. All right, guys, we are going to have another episode coming out on Friday that's going to break down the full main slate. We also have a show on Monday. We have shows that come out all throughout the week. Make sure you guys tune in. Subscribe so you guys get notifications every time a new video comes out. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, pages swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flag on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like